We're joined this morning by Gail Stumphauser, who is the director of Margo's Free to Be Project, and they have several events going on. One of them is a juried art exhibit that'll be taking place at the Stocker Center. It's about images of self-worth. Gail, can you first start out by telling us what is Margo's Free to Be Project?
Sure. Margo's Free to Be Project was actually started 3 years ago after the passing of my 29-year-old daughter. So the idea was to have a one-day event in her honor to celebrate her life. And there was such interest around the topic of worthiness and women and girls that people stepped forward to help and to encourage us to turn this from a one-day event into an ongoing project, which we've done. So our main event is a conference that we do every year in October, but along with that, we've let people guide us in this, and they wanted to have other events throughout the year to keep the synergy going and to continue to grow the community of women and girls associated with us. So one of the things that we're doing this year is this art exhibit. We're doing it in conjunction with Lorain County Community College, and the title of it is Celebrate Images of Self-Worth. So there's going to be some beautiful artwork on display from professional artists, but also from some budding artists from our student population. So we're very, very excited about that. There will be an opening reception this Friday from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Stocker Gallery at Lorain County Community College with refreshments, and we really would like to encourage people to come and explore this beautiful artwork.
I assume you've had a chance to view some of this art.
Yes, and it's actually, I saw it live yesterday as they were hanging for the exhibit, and it's just absolutely striking and thought-provoking. And, I think for parents with young girls in particular, it can be something to evoke some really meaningful conversation because, you know, self-worth, self-esteem is such an issue with so many young people, not just girls, but not feeling worthy is something that we've all experienced in our lifetime, and it's a very important topic for parents to explore with their children.
Why do you think art is such a good medium for something like this?
Well, you know, I'm not an artist myself. I'm an art enthusiast, but art and music has always been part of our yearly conference, and I say that it's important because it's a way of expressing your feelings, which is often much easier than people talking about how they feel. So I think that that's one of the reasons. And art is accessible to anyone. You know, you don't have to be a professional artist. You don't have to have your work on display for it to be meaningful and for it to bring you hope and healing and inspiration.
And again, it's the title of the exhibit is called Celebrate Images of Self-Worth. I suppose within that, you not only have beauty, but there is pain that you can probably see in the
art. Yeah, there's a little bit of everything, and you know, everyone sees the art for, you know, it touches everyone for a different reason, but very striking. I really encourage people to come and view. The talent in our region is just amazing.
You also, as you mentioned before, have an annual conference. This is coming up on Saturday, October 18th at the Spitzer Conference Center. What takes place at the conference?
Well, it's a fun day. We call it Discovering You, so this is our third annual. We will have a keynote speaker by the name of Maya Beatty. She is an internationally known author and speaker and trainer, and she will share, the day is really designed around her book, which is called Dance Into Your Power. And she will share her own personal journey, which, you know, many of us can relate to growing up, losing hope, feeling that she wasn't worthy. And as she says, you know, today when you look at her at 60 years old and she doesn't look 60 and she's happy and successful and you would never know the journey that she's taken. So every year we have a speaker who really provides inspiration and hope to all women and girls. And this conference isn't just for people who are in crisis. It's for everyone because we've all had days where we didn't feel good enough. But in addition to the keynote speaker, we have wonderful breakout sessions, some specifically for young girls and some for women. We will also be debuting a song by a wonderful local by the name of Jacqueline Bradley Palmer. She is presently a music therapist at University Hospitals, but she is a singer-songwriter, and she has written something specifically for our project that we will be debuting that day. So we have a lot of fun stuff, art and music and dance and inspiration, education. It's a great day. It runs 9 to 4. We have scholarships available for people who would not otherwise be able to attend, because we want everyone who feels they can benefit to be able to participate. And you can go to our website, which is free, the number 2, the letter B, project.org. And, you know, there's a way to register, or if you need help, there's an email that you can reach me, and we'll get you registered, because we want to pack the house.
We're talking to Gail Stumphauser, director of Margo's Free to Be Project. What are some of the things that you deal with throughout the year? These are the two events. One, obviously, you kind of get out to the public. What are some of the things you're doing as far as a nonprofit throughout the year?
Throughout the year, well, we do a 5K, because we do need to raise money to run our project and to give scholarships, and we also want to encourage people to be physically active and healthy. Also have been going out into the community and, you know, doing some educational pieces, not just to young girls, but to different organizations, talking about our program and our mission. And one of the things that we do when we go out is we do one-minute videos of people talking about someone in their life that has made them feel worthy. And we hope this will just be a project that never stops. They're posted on our website, and we will continue to add those. And the idea is to get people in a place of gratitude so that they can remember we have all had people in our lives who have encouraged us, but it's so easy to focus on the negative messages that are out there in society. So, you know, part of it is to focus on the positive. The other thing that we hope will happen with this project is that people will see that to be that person for someone else, to make a difference in someone else's life, is usually pretty easy. It's just a matter of sort of walking through the world conscious and paying attention and caring for others, and it doesn't always take, you know, it doesn't always take a professional or a lot of skill or a lot of time, but really just a kind and caring heart.
One word is sometimes good enough for somebody, and many times it's a word that the person who's giving it doesn't know the impact of it.
But absolutely. Well, and if you look at some of our videos, you'll see that. I mean, I'm sure that the people that are being talked about probably don't even know they were a pivotal person in that other person's life. It was just showing kindness and giving encouragement and being the person that took the time to notice when someone needed, you know, a hand. So that's our work.
How do you think your work is going forward, and you see society? There's issues that come about all the time that you probably think, oh, here we go again. There's going to be a tough time for women, or that woman didn't, you know, the self-worth was kind of on display at that time.
Well, I mean, it's very sad, especially when you hear of young girls that are being bullied, and, I mean, sometimes they're taking their lives or they're contemplating suicide. High numbers of young people, you know, admit that they've contemplated that. But at the same time, you know, I think women can change the world. I mean, we see it happening, and all we need to do is to gather and to encourage one another. And I think women in particular, you know, we all know, because we've all been through struggles. Some of us are still stuck in those struggles ourselves. But, you know, we can be the mentors to young women. We can hold them up, and we can make a difference. And, you know, we can't change thousands of people, but if you change the life of one person, that's still significant.
Right. If you start thinking of the total numbers, it becomes overwhelming for you,
right.
I'm sure. The two events you have, again, it's the Celebrate Images of Self-Worth. That is the art exhibit, which opens up this week, and you have the reception on Friday you have that?
Friday from 4:30 to 8:30, and it's free to the public, refreshments, an opportunity to, you know, mingle with others. And then on October 18th, we have our conference, and that is, again, at Lorain County Community College at the Spitzer Conference Center. And registration can be completed on our website online, freetobeproject.org.
And again, that's the number 2 and the letter B.
Correct.
That you have for that. Our guest today, Gail Stumphauser, the director of Margo's Free to Be Project. Thanks for sharing the time, and hope people get a chance to check out the art or even attend your conference.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.